The moon, the massive piece of rock floating around the Earth right now. But what you may not know is that the moon is actually moving further and further away from the Earth. It's slowly drifting away. Why does this happen? And what effects does the moon have on planet Earth today? And what effect will it have if the moon goes further and further and further away from the Earth? And why are we losing our cosmic companion? Well, in this episode, I'm going to be talking about the moon, give you more detail on why it's moving away, and the impacts it may have on the future of planet Earth. Let's get right into the science and blast off. Let's go. All right, so first, let's get a brief overview of the moon. The moon is Earth's natural satellite, and it's about 200,000 miles away from Earth. That means that you could fit about 30 Earth-sized planets in between the Earth and the moon. That's a long distance, and that might increase in the future. That distance between the Earth and the moon may increase in the future. The moon plays a very important role with things on Earth, including obviously giving us good views at night. But other than that, it also helps control the tides, the movement of the ocean, and also controls the length of a day. And we'll come back to that because that may change in the future due to the moon moving further and further away from the Earth. Now, why is the moon moving further and further away? Well, that's all just a natural thing that's bound to happen. Because since the Earth and the moon are moving through the solar system, the moon is moving around the Earth is orbiting the sun, the solar system itself is moving through the universe, and the entire galaxy, the Milky Way galaxy, is moving, the universe is constantly expanding, everything in the universe is moving. There's nothing that's standing still. And this is just bound to happen because as the moon keeps on orbiting around Earth, eventually that speed and that gravitational kind of field will eventually wear off, and that will cause the moon to slowly drift away from the Earth. And it's actually drifting away from the Earth at about 3.8 centimeters per year. If you think about it, that's a long distance compared to other things because the moon, it's moving about 3 centimeters per year. So it has been moving over 300 centimeters for the past 100 years. And that's a pretty small distance compared to the vastness of space, but that still has some big impacts. You see, when the moon was early and when it first formed billions of years ago, the length of the day on Earth was actually a little shorter than 24 hours. It's about 17 to 18 hours, even 20 hours from what we know. And that was thanks to the moon, because the moon is kind of holding onto the Earth with its gravitational force, and that causes the length of the day to change. So in the future, when the moon starts drifting away, we might see a change in the length of a day, but by about a few seconds to a minute. We won't see the results as big as it was billions of years ago, but it still makes a difference. And in the next hundreds of thousands of years, this could happen. And also the tides on Earth could change because the moon pulling on the tides and the waves on Earth is what causes all of these tidal waves and the ocean currents that are on the Earth. So as the moon moves further and further away, the gravitational force of the moon on the water will get weaker and weaker. And this tidal kind of bulge on the Earth is also causing the moon to move further and further away because of the gravitational field and other factors that go into play of why the moon is moving away. And this is actually pretty fast. It's actually pretty slow compared to other moons, like Mars's moons are moving towards it. And this is just really, really cool because this is happening right now as we speak. But we don't really see the changes until maybe hundreds of thousands of years in the future. And in fact, we might never actually lose our moon. Well, that's refreshing, but that's because the sun won't exist in billions of years in the future. So it's really cool to see where we are in the timeline of space and really how much happens in our lifetime and how much doesn't happen in our lifetime, because the sun is going to basically die out in billions of years in the future, and the moon might still be around orbiting Earth, but obviously very, very far away. So as of now, the effects of the moon moving away won't be felt, but it is moving away, and it's moving away at a pretty fast rate, about 3.8 centimeters per year, and this may have impacts on the tides and the length of the day. Alright, let's review what we learned in this episode. Alright, what did we learn in this episode? we learned that the moon is slowly moving away from Earth at about a rate of 3.8 centimeters per year, and this will add up over time, over billions of years, and this can cause changes in the tides, in the length of the day, and so much more, because the moon controls that currently. It controls the tides, and even the length of the day. But as the moon gets further and further away, due to many factors, such as the moon moving so fast around the Earth, the gravitational field of the Earth, and also the fact that everything in the universe is moving, even the solar system is moving through the galaxy, and the galaxy is moving throughout the system of the galaxies and in the universe, this is bound to happen, and that's why the moon is slowly moving away from Earth. Luckily, we'll still have our moon in our lifetime, but in a few billions of years, the moon is going to keep drifting further and further and further away. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Spectacular Science. Spectacular Science, produced and hosted by me, Akshay Jayaraman, and our theme song and music are by Charan Ramachandran. Please visit my podcast website, spectacularsci.com, to find interactive activities, articles, and blog posts. That's spectacularsci.com. Do you have a science question or answer on a Spectacular Science episode and get a special shout out? Well, head over to spectacularsci.com/contact to find the contact form and email address, or you can tag me at SpectacularSciPod on Instagram. That's at SpectacularSciPod. Thank you so much. Don't forget to buy your Spectacular Science merch at shop.spectacularsci.com. You get things like hoodies, t-shirts, caps, water bottles, mugs, and more. That's shop.spectacularsci.com. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast if you're listening right now. It really encourages me, and you'll be updated on all the new episodes. So go ahead and subscribe and share this podcast with your friends and family. Thank you so much. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode of Spectacular Science next week. In the meantime, keep thinking about science.